Unit 5. Skills Trainer. Exercise 2. 1.
Mr. Gibson moved me into the higher group for maths last week. I was always getting over 95% in all my tests, so he thought it would be good for me. It's more difficult, but I really enjoy the challenge. Actually, I'm the first one from my class to get into the top group. And you know what? I'm better than everyone else there. I got 85% in the test on Friday, and Robert came second with 80%.
2.
We have mixed ability classes at our school for many reasons. We think these types of classes prepare children better for the real world. They learn how to work better with others who may have different skills, interests, or abilities, and who learn at a different speed to them.
3.
Well, I'm in the bottom group for science. Most of the other students aren't bothered about learning and just don't want to be there. It's always so noisy that it's difficult to hear what the teacher is saying. It's not fair that one big group of loud, badly behaved students are allowed to stop the others from learning.
4.
How's Lucy?
She's still unhappy. There's a lot of bullying at her school. She works hard and always hands her homework in on time, and because of this, some of the children call her names and pick on her.
That's terrible.
I know. I talked to the school and they're trying to move her to a higher group.
5.
So, Professor Harrison, you're here today to talk to us about the advantages of having mixed ability classes in schools. A lot of our listeners are teachers, so hopefully some of them will call us later with some questions.
That sounds good.
So, tell us, why are mixed ability classes so good?
One of the most important things for a young person to have in order to be successful is a positive attitude. And many studies tell us that having mixed ability classes, that is, classes where the stronger students study alongside those who find learning more difficult, helps children feel better about themselves.